Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Marion County Sheriff Jason Sandholt about driving safely on the roads with farm equipment.
Harvest season is upon us. Marion County's had several accidents with tractors on highways so far. Just kind of talk about the safety and what drivers need to keep in mind while they're driving on Marion County roads and all roads, really.
Yeah, it's obviously we have a lot of combines, tractors, wagons, and everything out there taking the crops out right now in Marion County. And obviously one thing that a lot of people don't think about is if we don't have rain, how dusty the gravel roads are. Not only on the highways do they have to be careful, but popping up over a hill or a dusty road conditions, people really just need to slow down and take a little bit more time getting to their destinations. I mean, we all kind of get in a hurry in today's lifestyle and stuff, but knowing that there might be a wagon parked or a tractor parked right up over the hill, and the farmers do a really good job. I mean, they try to park up on the crest or different areas where they're not, going to surprise somebody. But there are times that, I mean, if somebody's on a gravel road and pops up over a hill, there's certain farm drives or locations where they just really need to take a little extra time and pay attention a little bit more.
Seems like there's always a theme with these accidents, and I've been to plenty, and I know you've been to plenty more, is I didn't see them. I looked away for 1 second. I guess, what advice would you give to drivers to, guess, just pay attention?
Yeah, it's obviously, when you look at situations like this, we all at times get distracted. Obviously, you can't text and drive or different things, but a phone ringing or changing a radio station or reaching down for a hamburger or different things. We've all been in those spots where just that few seconds, I mean, it's like you come upon whether it be another vehicle or a pedestrian or different things a lot quicker than what you thought you would. So you just really have to kind of, put down those distractions, whether it be a phone, whether it be that soda or different things, and pay attention to the road.
What are some of the dangers people should be aware of when maybe they're driving on a highway and you don't expect to be slowed down to 15, 20 miles an hour, I guess? What should people keep in mind when they do see a combine or a tractor on the road?
Well, a lot of times it's even when they come upon that tractor or different things, when they slow down, even tapping the brakes at different times or what, and letting those cars that are coming up behind you know. I mean, obviously, just letting those kind of anything that can kind of get someone's attention a little more than normal. We kind of get in that habit of driving down the road and not paying attention to the cars ahead of us or behind us near as much as what we should. But if those drivers can just kind of tap the brakes or let people know, and obviously paying attention. If somebody comes upon somebody too quick from the rear, it's something where they may swerve out and around. So it's kind of that defensive driving side that we always talk about. It's like not only driving your car, but trying to anticipate what the other person's going to do also.
There's a lot of crash statistics. There's a lot of numbers coming in, and it's kind of easy to say, well, this will never happen to me, but it could just as easily happen to anyone driving.
Yeah, that's one of the things that a lot of people don't think about, but at 55 miles per hour, it takes only 5 seconds to close the gap, the length of a football field, from a tractor that's moving 15 miles per hour. That, I mean, people don't realize how far they're going to be, traveling and how quick they approach those tractors and different things. So definitely need to pay attention and slow way down.
What else should people keep in mind in terms of what you want to get out to the public?
Well, it's something that I think obviously just sharing the road. We talk about it all the time and just, realizing that this time of the year, the state of Iowa is a big agricultural state. There's a lot of crops that are coming out and a lot of times that the farmers are doing it day and night. I mean, it's not something where it's 8 to 4:30 and, oh, yeah, there's not going to be any more harvest going on. It's a lot of times it's 24 hours a day with the farmers. So they just really just need to be conscientious of this time of the year and share that road.
What roads are, I guess, most used by farmers here in Marion County that residents should keep aware of? Obviously, you should keep aware of them at all times, but what roads are most used?
Well, a lot of times, obviously, the gravel roads when people are out, but there's also anywhere where there's a bean field or cornfield. I mean, you can see it. It's hard for me to narrow down exactly what roads and different ones because anywhere that has a cornfield or a bean field sooner or later is going to have a tractor, a wagon, a combine, or different things into it. But one of those areas, too, that a lot of people, going to and from the elevators or the any type of the if there's a large area of grain elevators and concentrated into an area, they're trying to get that grain back to them. So those are some of the areas.
Thanks to Marion County Sheriff Jason Sandholt for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.